Good morning. I am B.K. Kathane, acting as a senior lecturer at Institute of Fire and Safety Engineering Management under the YCMOU Study Center 44228 at Nagpur. Today I am delivering the lecture on building fire and safety techniques included in Diploma in the Fire and Safety Engineering Management. Course code, that is FSM 104. The Building Fire and Safety Techniques is the fourth book in Diploma Program in Safety Engineering Management. The subject of this book is classified under the basic fundamental of civil architectural engineering, which intended to teach the student basic facts, concepts, principles, procedures, design, calculations, and testing of fire safe building construction as per the National Building Code Part 4. There are 7 units in this book, that is building construction, building fire prevention, building fire protection, high-rise building, fixed firefighting installation, temporary structure, and plan reading. These topics covered in these books are greatly essential for the student of Diploma in the Fire Safety Engineering Management. The first unit, that is building construction. Most of the fires caused by the carelessness and elimination of the carelessness in the major problem, however, useful result can be achieved by the educating the general public as well as the particular person engaged in dangerous industries. Common instances of the carelessness are carelessness, discarding of the lighted ends of the cigarettes, cigars, matches, tobacco smoking in unauthorized places, different maintenance of the machinery including the overloading and under the over lubricating of bearings, general indifference to the eliminates to incorrect storage of the material, faulty workmanship, and inattention to the electrical installations, unapproved equipment and layout, inattention of the person concerned with the inspection and patrol of the businesses under their jurisdictions, inattention to the fire safety regulations. That is the first topic of this one. The material used in the building, that is a timber, bricks, stone, steel, concrete, glass, asbestos sheet, plaster, partition sheet, paints, plastic, blocks, etc. After this one, that fire resisting properties is to be studied. Next topic is behavior of building in the fire. Expansion of steel beam built into the wall occurs. This will be result in pushing it outward. Disintegration of the mortar joint. Collapse of the support at the base of the wall. Uneven expansion of the exposed or unexposed face of the wall. Load on floor because of the firefighting water will increase, and due to the thermal expansion and the contraction, the floor may be collapsed. Effect of the storage, absorption of firefighting water by the storage material will increase the load on the floor. This will cause the collapse of the floor. That components of the building, that is load-bearing wall and non-load-bearing wall. These are two types of the walls. Load-bearing walls are there for those external or main walls which carry some load of overhead structure in addition to their own load. These walls are also often termed as a traditional or masonry walls. Non-load-bearing wall, these are the often termed as a partition wall, but non-load-bearing wall extend up to the touching to the ceiling. Sometimes These valves take the small load in addition to its own, while the partition wall do not take any load. The wall in the frame type building are mainly non-load bearing wall. Well, see next topic, that is arches and lintels. Where such openings are provided, provisions are made for carrying the load of the wall above the opening and transmit to the both side of the opening. This is done by either the lintels or arches. In case of the lintels, simple beam, either wood, concrete, cast iron, is placed on the wall, spanning across the opening. In case of arch, which may be either flat or curved, it comprises of the rectangular or wedge-shaped blocks formed in such a manner that each member compresses its neighbor, and the load overhead is transmitted downwards and outwards to the extremities. It is therefore clear that in case of arch, there is always sideways thrust and removal. Example, falling of any one of the members will lead to the collapse of the whole arch. Next topic, that is a column and beam. Column and beam performs important functions of supporting the floor or roof above. Column is vertical member carrying the part of the overhead load. Thus, the reality is like load bearing wall, where the large uninterrupted space required. Columns are used to avoid the load bearing wall. It is therefore clear that columns are meant to withstand vertical load only, and any great eccentric load may overturn the column if not rigidly fixed at foot. Their behavior in a fire depends upon the material of which they are constructed and their thickness in relation to the height. Materials normally used are reinforced concrete, timber, cast iron and steel bars. Unprotected steel cast iron columns are potential sources of danger in fire. Next, that is a beam. Beams are horizontal members as opposed to the vertical members. Example, columns. Beams span horizontally between the walls or between the column of columns or between the columns and the wall, so that they can carry the load of the floor or roof above and transmit the same on the wall of column. Supporting them, timber, reinforced concrete or steel are material normally used, since the strength of beam depends on its depth. The beam is always placed on its edge. Floors. There are 9 types of the floors: wooden jointed floors, thick wooden floor, bricks arch cast on beam, iron beam, steel pillar joints, and mass concrete. Solid reinforced concrete, reinforced concrete rib, hollow tiles, hollow block, and reinforced concrete, hollow concrete beam, and reinforced concrete floors. Now we'll see the roofs. Roofs are classified in 2 types, pitch roof and flat roof. Types of the pitch roof: lean to, two sloping, coupled closed roof, collar roof, or strutted roof. Flat roofs, modern building, the flat roofs are constructed of reinforced concrete cement. Next unit, that is a building fire prevention. For the safety of the building shall be considered from 3 aspects, and protection shall accordingly to provide against the following 3 types of the hazards: possibility of loss or damage to the life, referred to as a personal hazard; possibility of fire occurs and spreading inside the building itself, referred as an internal hazard; the possibility of the fire spreading from adjoining building or buildings or from across the street or road, referred as an exposure hazard. The relative importance of each of these hazards will vary according to its purpose for which the building is used. That is, the occupancy of the building. It is customary to speak the building as being of high, moderate or low fire hazards, but while doing so, it necessary to distinguish clearly from the what standpoint the hazard is being considered. That subject description, that is a fixed installation for the firefighting in the high-rise buildings. The firefighting arrangements in the high-rise buildings: weight riser come downcomer, automatic sprinkler, automatic high-velocity emulsifying system, fixed foam installation system, fixed CO2 fire extinguishing system, portable fire extinguishers. Now, next topic, that is fire lift. For the use of the firefighting people and to reach the upper floor with minimum time for the rescue purpose in case of fire, fire lift shall be provided in the buildings. The lift shall have floor area of not less than 1.4 square meter. It shall have the loading capacity of not less than 8 persons with automatic closing door. Electric supply of the fire lift shall be the separate service from the electrical supply of the building. In case of failure of the electric supply, it shall automatically switch over to the alternate supply. The operation of fire lift shall be by the simple two button switch located at entrance of the lift. The word fire lift shall be displayed in fluorescent paint in red color on the door of the fire lift at each floor. The spread of fire lift shall be such that it can reach the top floor from the ground floor within 1 minute. Building having the height more than 15 meter shall be provided with the fire lift. In case of fire, only firemen shall operate the fire lift. In normal cases, of course, other persons can use it. Each fire lift shall be equipped with suitable intercoms for the communication with the ground floor control room. This compartment, next topic, that is compartment. Meaning of the compartment, the building shall be suitably compartmentalized so that the fire smoke remains confined to the area where the fire incident has occurred and does not spread to the remaining part of the building. Now we'll see the fire detectors. In HRB, there are three types of the fire detectors used in high-rise buildings, that is, heat detectors, smoke detectors, flame detectors. Heat detectors, there are two types of the heat detectors: fixed temperature heat detector and rate of rise heat detector. Smoke detectors, these are detectors are useful where the atmospheric temperature is between the 0 degree centigrade to 38 degree centigrade. There are two types of the smoke detector: optical smoke detector, ionization chamber smoke detector, and the third one is that is a flame detector. These detectors are the responding to the radiations and emitted by the clean flames. Next topic comes directly, fire drills and fire orders. Fire notices, orders shall be prepared to fulfill the requirement of firefighting and evacuation of from the building in the event of the fire and other emergency. The equipment shall be made thoroughly conversant with their action in the event of the emergency by displaying the fire notices at vantage points and also through the regular training. Such notices should be displayed prominently in the bold lettering. That guidelines for the fire drill and evacuation procedure for the high-rise building. In case of fire, high-rise building, safe evacuation is its occupants may present very serious problems unless plans for the orderly and systematic evacuation is prepared in advance and all occupants are well drilled in operation of such plans. These guidelines are intended to assist this task, that is alarm, drills, fire safety plan, that is in fire safety plan, that is the purpose, objectives of fire notices and orders, and duties of fire parties, augment instructions, fire prevention and fire protection program, representative of the floor plan, personal fire instruction card. If your own safety, you should know. If you discover a fire, if you hear the evacuation instruction. These are the points, and books are to be referred, that is for this one, National Building Code of India, Manual of Firemanship, Book 8 and 9. And third book is, that is a textbook of building construction by the S.K. Sharma and B.K. Kaul. Next unit, that is building fire protection. Any building must be constructed that it is a fire safe to avoid the loss of life and property. Element of structure of building must be designed for the strength and fire resistance consistence with the fire load of the building, to enable the building to withstand the physical collapse during the fire. So the building material must be assessed for their fire resistance under the varying fire and structure loads. Now we'll see what is a fire load. The term fire load is used to indicate amount of heat liberated in kilocalories per meter square of the floor area of any compartment by the combustion of the content of the building and any combustible part of the building itself. We can derive this fire load by multiplying the weight of the combustible material by their respective calorific values and dividing by the floor area under the consideration determine the fire load. Now next topic, that is a fire load grading. Fire load grade is graded into the three classes, that is a fire, low fire load, moderate fire load, high fire load. Low fire load, not exceeding 275,000 kilocalories per meter square and applicable to the domestic building, hotels and offices and similar for other buildings. Moderate fire load, exceeding 275,000 kilocalories per meter square but not exceeding the 550,000 kilocalories per meter square, is applicable to the business and factory buildings. High fire load, exceeding the 550,000 kilocalories per meter square but not exceeding the 11 lakhs kilocalories per meter square, as is applicable to the godowns and similar structures. Now next topic, we will see that are types of the hazards in the building. That is three types of the hazards in the high risk building: personal hazard, internal hazard and exposure hazard. Personal hazard, it is a loss or damage to the life. Internal hazard, it is a possibility of the fire occurring and spreading inside the building. Exposure hazard, it is a possibility of fire spreading from all adjoining buildings across the road. Now we will see the types of the doors: hinge door, revolving door, sliding doors, folding doors, roller shutters, swinging doors and collapsible doors. Fire door, it is provided for to resist the passage of the fire or smoke from one side of the building to its other side. Fire door is metallic frame structure installed in the building to prevent the spread of fire. Function of the fire door, to protect escape route from the effect of the fire so that the occupants of the building can safely reach a final exit. Number two, that is to protect content and structure of any buildings prevent the spread of fire. Now we'll see next topic, that is a general safety requirement in high-rise building. In order to minimize fire hazard, all buildings shall conform to the following requirements. All buildings shall be provided with a safe fireproof exit and escape. Exit shall be so located that they are always immediate accessible, and each exit shall be capable of taking the entire personnel soon that door floor. Escape route shall be well ventilated, as personnel using escape route in case of fire are likely to overcome by the smoke or fumes. Fire door shall be provided whenever required in the building and maintained in the good working condition. Electrical and or mechanical lift shall not be used in case of fire. There is a possibility of power cutoff due to the fire. It is better to use a fire lift or fire escape in case of fire. Lift shaft and staircases shall be so provided to minimize the spread of fire or smoke. False ceiling, if provided in the buildings, shall be so constructed that it shall not collapse before person escape from that location. Floor withstand the fire full period of stated of its grading. Roofs for all the fire types of building shall be so designed and constructed withstand fire for the maximum period as per its grading. Concentrate type or construction shall be concrete type, or this construction shall be used for getting the required grading. Whenever basement is provided in the building and are used for the storage, provision shall be made to remove the heat and smoke due to the fire. Smoke extraction shall be provided in the basement with the following requirement. Direct communication with the open air shall be provided through the external wall. The area of the smoke extract shall be calculated as one smoke extract for each 3 meter square. Next topic, that is fire test of elements of the building. This test is grade elements of structure according to their ability to receive the fire while fulfillment their design functions. Depending upon the function of the element, fire test shall be carried out to satisfy on or more of the following criteria. That is stability, integrity and insulation. Stability is the ability of the specimen to test withstand the formation of collapse. Integrity is the ability to withstand cracking or opening to allow the flame to pass through it. Insulation is a ability of the space of the element which is not exposed to heat to remain cool. That books are further reading, that is a National Building Code India, Manual Firemanship, Book 8 and 9, Textbook of the Building Construction by the S.K. Sharma and B.K. Kaul. Next topic, that is a high-rise building. Where fire occurs, building or component of the structure is required to contain the fire while continuing to perform its normal function. This test great elements of the building structure in accordance with the time for which they are capable of fulfilling these functions while subjected to the simulated fire conditions. The location of stairs in the building requires careful consideration. In the event of the fire, any such calamity, stairs provide the only means of the communication, and such they are so located as to serve the purpose of for which they are provided. In the public, it should be located near the main entrance and the residential building, it should be placed centrally so as to provide easy access from all the rooms and to maintain the privacy at the same time. Now, next topic, that is types of the construction. As per National Building Code, Part 4, types of construction of building is classified inspect of the resistance into the four categories. That is type 1, type 2, type 3 and type 4. Type of the construction, type 1, that is a fire resisting rating is 4 hours. Type 2 construction, fire resisting rating is 3 hours. Type 4 construction, fire resisting rating is 2 hours. And type 4 construction, fire resisting rating is 1 hour. Now we will see the classification of high risk building based on occupancy. All buildings as per the National Building Code of India Part 4 shall be classified as according to use. That is classified in groups. Group A, that is residential building. Group B, educational building. Group C, institutional building. Group D, assembly building. Group E, business building. Group F, mercantile building. Group G, industrial building. Group H, storage building. Group I, hazardous building. These are classified in 9 groups. Next, we'll see the fire zones. The city or area based on the fire hazards in the building shall be graded according to the 3 fire zones, that is in the fire zone number 1, fire zone number 2 and fire zone number 3. This zone has residential building group A, educational building group B, institutional building group C, assembly building group D, small business building group E, mercantile building group F. In fire zone number 2, this zone has business building group E, industrial building group G. Fire zone number 3, this zone has high hazardous industrial building group G, storage building group H. Next topic, that is stairs. It is defined as a series of the steps suitably arranged for the purpose of the connecting the different floors of building. It is arrangement of the treads, risers, stringers, naval post, handrails and balusters so designed and constructed as to provide an easy and quick access to the different floors for the comfort and safety to the users. The enclosure containing the complex stairway is known as staircase. That is, now we'll see the means of escape. Every building meant for the human occupancy shall be provided with exit sufficient to permit the safe escape of occupants in case of fire and other emergencies. Means of escape, that is, sufficient exit and protected escape routes should be provided throughout the building to enable its occupant to reach the place of safety in case of fire. These escape routes should be ventilated and provided with lighting arrangement. If floor is used for office and travel distance from any point to the staircase should not exceed 18 meters. Two enclosed staircases should be provided on the opposite end of the floor where the applicable. The number of staircases should be increased with respect to safety travel distances. The staircase enclosure should be on the external wall of the building. Staircase should be arranged around the lift shaft unless the lift shaft has got required fire resistance. If the staircase is in the center of the building and not directly connected to the atmosphere, the positive pressure should be maintained by the electrically operated blower. A direction of blower air should be always away from the stair, the mechanism for the pressurizing the staircase should be so installed as it should operate automatically when the fire alarm or wet riser sprinkler operated. Now, next unit, that is a fixed firefighting installation. Types of the sprinkler system. According to rule, sprinkler installation should be based on one of the following main types: wet pipe system, dry pipe system, alternate wet and dry pipe, pre-action system, and deluge system. Wet pipe system. In this type system, all the pipes that leak from water supply through the various controlling valves to the sprinkler head throughout the building are kept permanently filled with water. Wet pipe systems are installed in premises where there is no danger at any time of the water in pipes freezing. Then next thing, that is a dry pipe system. Dry pipe installations are installed where the temperature conditions are artificially maintained close to or below the freezing point, example cold storage, where the temperature is maintained above 70 degrees centigrade. The pipes are at a time kept charged with air under the sufficient pressure to hold back the water supply. Only upright or dry pendant sprinklers are fitted in this type of system. Next is, that is alternate and dry system. This system is usually installed in the premises that are without sufficient artificial heating or where the water in wet system would be able to freeze during the cold weather. The system usually operates on the wet principle in the summer month and dry principle in the winter. When the functioning is on the wet system, dry valve is either charged over the or placed out of commission and system functions as a wet system. Changing the system from one method of operation to the other can be affected quickly. Wet system is to be performed since the statistics shows that when the fire occurs, greater number of heads open when the system is on. Here, due to the delay in the water reaching, the first sprinkler head is affected. Next is the pre-action system, then lastly that is the deluge system. Now, next topic, that is the types of the sprinkler head. That is two types of sprinkler head, fusible solder type and bulb type. That operates at 68 degree to 74 degree centigrade. That color of yoke will be arm, that is uncolored. 93 to 100 degree centigrade rating of sprinkler and color of yoke arm will be white. Rating of the sprinkler 141 degree centigrade, a color of the yoke arm will be blue. Rating of sprinkler 182 degree centigrade, color of the yoke arm yellow. 227 degree centigrade, that color of yoke arm is red. Next is that is bulb type. Sprinkler rating 57 degree centigrade. Color of the bulb will be orange. Sprinkler rating 68 degree centigrade. The color of bulb will be red. Sprinkler rating 79 degree centigrade. Color of bulb is yellow. Sprinkler rating 93 degree centigrade. Color of bulb will be green. Sprinkler rating 141 degree centigrade. Color of the bulb will be blue. Sprinkler rating 182 degree centigrade. Color of bulb will be mauve. Sprinkler rating 204 to 260 degree centigrade. Color of the bulb will be black. Now next topic, that is a sprinkler head as per the different location. Conventional pattern, spray pattern, ceiling or flush pattern, concealed pattern or sidewall pattern. Now next is a drencher. While sprinkler system protect the building from the internal fire, drenches are placed on the roof, over the window and external opening to protect the building from the damage by the exposure to the fire in adjacent premises. Drencher system is compromised of water head somewhat similar to those of sprinklers. These may be sealed or unsealed, but in the latter case the water is tuned manually. In few instances, drenchers may be controlled by the quick opening valve operated by low air pressure in a dictator line and similar manner to high velocity water spray system. There are three main types of drenchers: roof drenchers, wall drenchers and window drenchers. Now next topic, that is a low expansion foam installation. There are three types of fixed foam installation, that is proportional tank mechanical foam installation, pump operated foam installation, pre-mixed foam installation. High expansion foam installation and foam inlet. Then next come carbon dioxide installation. General consideration for the carbon dioxide installations. These main factors which govern the quantity, gas type or installations are follows: volumes of space, nature of hazards, whether the hazard is enclosed or not, whether the fire is likely to spread from one compartment to other, the chances of fire occurring in more than one space at the same time. Next topic, that is unit is temporary structure. Temporary structure shall apply to all structure with roof or wall made of straw, high lulu grass, golpatta, hogla, drama, mat, canvas cloth or other like material which is not adapted for permanent or continuous occupancy. This standard covers the fire safety in respect of the construction, location, maintenance and use of temporary structure, including the pandals used by the public and outdoor assembly. That is extract from Indian Standard 8758 in 1993. This standard covers the fire safety in respect of construction, location, maintenance and use of temporary structure, including the pandal used by the public or outdoor assembly. The material design, construction, fabrication of the structure of devices within the scope of this standard shall meet the requirement for the resistance to the fire ammonium of 10 minutes or total evacuation time, which varies more. Choice of the material for such construction shall be preferably be of non-combustible fire-resistant type. Whenever material is combustible in nature or used, this shall be mentioned below. Ammonia sulphate 4 parts by mass, ammonium carbonate 2 parts by mass, borax 1 part by mass, borax acid 1 part by mass, aluminium 2 parts by mass, water 35 parts of the mass. The main structure shall be erected with at least 100 mm diameter post of non-combustible material. Wooden post rest of the structure may be of the lighter pole and trusses screwed properly with the steel wire. The pole and trusses shall be nailed or screwed whenever required. All supporting members shall be sufficient size and strength to support the structure. The height of the ceiling of the structure or pandal from the ground shall not in any case be less than 3 meters. No decorative paper, synthetic material shall be used anywhere in the pandal structure. All fabric, decorative clothing used in construction, decoration of the structure shall be before use, be dipped in fire retardant solution or specified in three provisions or pretended with other suitable materials given in class 1 flame special factors. No nylons or synthetic rope shall be used anywhere in structure. Only ropes made of coir, manila or coconut fiber shall be treated with the fire retardant solution. Temporary structure shall be sufficiently braced and made secure to the withstand the wind pressure of 0.98 kN per meter square. In no case, the height of the corridor or passageway shall be less than 3 meters. Now, next topic, we'll see the electrical arrangement. Temporary lighting of the structure shall be installed by the competent licensed electrical engineer. The load per circuit, insulation test and installation shall be conformed to Indian Standard 1646-1982. All electrical wiring in the structure of pandal shall be in PVC or in tough rubber. All joints shall be made with Proclean insulated connectors. Twisted and tapped joints shall not be permitted. No number of parts of electrical circuit, bulbs, tube light, etc. in structure or pantal shall be within the 15 cm of any decorative or combustible material. In case of gas portable lights, instead of electricity are used in the structure or pantal, such lights shall not be hung from the ceiling of the main structure or pandal, but shall be placed on separate and stand securely fixed. No halogen lamp shall be used anywhere inside the pandal or temporary structure. Next is the provision of water for the firefighting arrangements. Supply of water shall not be less than 0.75 liter per meter square of floor area for each pandal or temporary structure. The water shall be stored in bucket drums and kept in readiness for use. Half quantity may be kept inside the temporary structure and half quantity outside the vicinity. The buckets and receptacles stating water shall be all the times readily available for the immediate use. A minimum number of the fire buckets at the rate of 2 buckets per 50 meter square of floor space and one water type extinguisher, 9 liter capacity per 100 meter square of the floor space, shall be provided in all temporary structure. For protection of electric installation, one carbon dioxide or BCF extinguisher of the sufficient size shall be provided for each switch gear, main meter and stage area. The location of these equipment shall be such that these are easily accessible in event of fire. The number of fire buckets and other various types of extinguisher may be provided, stipulated by the local licensing authority or fire authority. Advance intimation shall be given to the fire service department of the proposed construction of any temporary structure, pandal or for the public functions. Its location, size, type and temporary structure, number of people expected to be accommodated arrangement exists. Local licensing authority may recommend the provision of standby fire service at temporary structure. Irresponsible person shall be always be made available at site of temporary structure to organize the prompt evacuation for fighting to deal with emergencies at incipient stage and informing the fire service. The fire emergency services telephone number shall be displayed promptly any outside. Next unit, that is a plan reading. Fire protection officer or engineers usually record the date and they secure the accurately in the order that information they have gathered may easily be interpreted by others and converted into the plans as permanent record valuable from the prevention and salvage point of view. Symbols used in the plans may be subjected to revision, modification, alteration and reports of the field surveyor. Preparation of the accurate plan, individual or private holdings or properties is aid to the fire protection officers or field of engineers in the sense that it provides them with the definite form, physical structure, measurement, occupancy and consideration of the inherent vulnerability. The property as a whole to destruction by the fire plans are further useful to the fire protection officers or field engineers in this help to them lot up to the discussion with the property or owners or managers while convincing them with visualizing the needs for the precautionary measure, example the construction of the fire walls to the limit the fire spread, installation of fire doors at specified location, removal of the hazardous exposures and many other features quickly apparent to the layman from the property executed plan. There are 7 units in this book. Topics covered in this book are greatly essential for the students of diploma in fire safety engineering management. To know the different elements of the structure and their fire resistant properties. To evaluate the fire preventative and protective measure required for the structure. To calculate the fire load. Identify different hazards associated with different classes of the occupancies. List out different fire equipment symbols and abbreviation to be mentioned in the map. Read the building structural plan. Able to mention the fixed firefighting installation and means of the exits. Thank you.